I think it's fun. I love seeing the five over there on the left and seeing where people can pop out of mountains and things. And wait till next year, it's Cave Quest. We're going underground. I thank you, Kevin. I love that Kevin referred to what I did as spearheading. You know, honestly, the people, this was such a truly team effort. I mean, Kevin brings me up, and honestly, I almost feel guilty having my name like that, that I'm running this thing. Because, I mean, yes, I spearhead it. I make phone calls and organize things, and Aaron and I. But honestly, it is such a team effort. It is this entire community working. And that is one of our favorite parts of this week. It's just a fun week. Honestly, I really think that the people working here this week are just having a lot of fun. I mean, I think Dave Williams was like a kid on Christmas morning. He was loving it. I mean, he just a smile from ear to ear, you know, and that is just, we forget that. I forget that, you know, because we work so hard and we do the sets and we start in January and, you know, we're thinking these kids that are coming and our kids from our church and all these other kids that come from the community, and we're doing this for those kids, and we are. We absolutely are. And our prayer is that God's Spirit moves in these kids, and we believe He does and did this week. But then I forget the smiles on the adults' faces throughout this week and drawing them in and watching them, I don't know if buy into it is the right phrase, but just become a part of it. And honestly, it's like reminds me of when we would go down to Mexico. We'd take our high schoolers down to Mexico every summer. And by about Wednesday night, something kind of changes in all the kids, and that their self kind of goes to sleep, you know, and they're just one, we're all in unity working down in Mexico. And that's what we see here during the week. And it happens, doesn't take till Wednesday, it happens right away. You know, it's not about us, it's about working together for the vision that we have and for what God is going to do and is always faithful to do. So I do believe that we had 100% participation, and there is still that one more shot because we got to get all this stuff out of here today. Fortunately, the co-op, the church that's right behind us starting tomorrow is Crossroads. I mean, we could step out here and yell really loud and they would hear us because they're that close. So they are so amazing at coming here and picking the stuff up. So before we leave today, these giant ice blocks are really light. They're just foam. Just grab something. All we need to do is set it outside. We just set it out in front, and they just come with trucks, and they just get it. Some kids even walk over and bring things. So there will be that last opportunity because VBS is not officially over until that final mountain turns that corner. And then we go to lunch, sometimes dinner. But yeah, we did, you know, I just wanted to read from Matthew 19:14, and Kevin touched on it. But Jesus said, "Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for to such belong the kingdom of heaven." We truly believe that seeds were planted this week, and that would be our request to you. Pray for that seed in these kids, our kids and the kids in the community. Pray for that seed to grow and to flourish, and that God would work. Awesome thing that happened, and Aaron's going to share in a little bit about it, with the leaders, and that is its own life of its own back there with these junior high and high school kids and some college that come back. But three of them raised their hand saying that they accepted the Lord here at this VBS, some when they were three, four of them, 3 years old, 5 years old. So that is awesome, looking back and seeing what God has done. So I just wanted to touch on the different levels of blessing this week, that this week provides, that God provides during this week. First of all, our own kids here at this church, I think they look forward to this week. I think they love being invaded by all these other kids from the community, kids that they now know. They now know these kids. They know their names and their friends, and sure, they only see each other at VBS, maybe here and there, but they have become friends. They're usually in the same group because they're the same age. I think they really look forward to it, the kids in our church body. These kids right here, these older junior hires, watching them step up into leadership, such a blessing in that. And they worked so hard this week. They really did an amazing job. Again, our congregation, the people, the workers, watching them get involved and have fun. That's a whole other layer of blessing on this week that God provides. And nobody complains. You know, that's what I love about it. Kevin, I don't know what the verse is. Nobody takes my life, but I freely give it. I freely give it. That's what we see. No one was being robbed of their time. Oh, I have to do this. VBS. Oh. You know, you don't see that. People are, they're freely giving it. They're here because they want to be here. So that is something that we'd love to see. And then the outreach in the community, those families that Bill was referring to that keep coming back year after year. We were at, Aaron and I and the kids, we went to the circus yesterday, and we were walking in the parking lot. Yeah, we went to the circus the day after VBS. Don't ask me why. But someone said, hey, Cade, and we turned around, and there's kids that knew us from, you know, from this and the community. So just this outreach, the greater community in this area that are blessed by it. And again, those leaders that come back. And there's another part of this VBS that started last year, and I wanted Aaron to touch on this.
So over the years, a lot of you have heard my personal story of working with. Thanks, Eric. Over the years of having a heart for children with special needs. And my background is I taught in the Capo Unified School District for 9 years in a very severe setting with children on the spectrum of autism. And there was a time in that 10th year where I started getting a heart for the parents. I started feeling like I was, you know, in teaching, if you're promoted, it's administration. And if you really love teaching, that's not the most fun thing. So it wasn't my favorite thing, but I found a way to make it my favorite thing. And I was in the homes, and I saw the piles of laundry. I heard about the struggle of marriage. I saw the exhaustion on the mom's face. I would present what I thought were these master plans for their child, and I'd look at the mom and I'm like, you're not gonna do this, are you? She's like, no. Gotcha. Okay, so I saw that. And then I remember this really special time where I called my dad, and I was overwhelmed with emotion and started bawling. And I said, Dad, this is what I wanna do. I want to work with these families. If the parents are doing better, and this is in all cases, if parents are doing better, kids do better. Healthy, chronic situations, no matter what. But I said to him, I knew this wasn't now. I knew this, the time was not now, but it's in my heart. We have in our church quite a few people who are trained with the background to work with kids with special needs and love it as much as I do. So I single-handedly recruited some kids to come to our VBS with special needs. I said to their parents, I know this is a risk. I know it's scary because you know our story. 4 years ago, God invited me to walk with these parents. Gets me every time because that's how good God is. He didn't want me to say it. He wanted me to walk it. And when I'm walking with the parents, I totally get it. What they're talking about. Some have even greater challenges than we do. Some were the harder to them. It's just, and that's how it is in life. You're always the better or the worst, no matter where you're at. And that's for every person in this room. And these parents trusted us with their children who require so much help. And they came. And what I saw is our own congregation, I think this is our third year, with our kids. At first, it was a little uncomfortable for them because they hadn't been around situations. The second year, oh yeah, I remember. This year, I felt like it became part. There was an ease in the group. The kids were not afraid to approach. One little girl shared her story through her brother, who shared for her, and then she pretty much said, give me the mic. hilarious. And the kids were able to laugh with her. And I felt like it's just beautiful because in our culture, especially for you young girls, it's so much focus on what you look like. But the real focus, what Jesus, he made you, so he knows you're beautiful. But he looks at your heart, and that is what he cares about. We have a saying in our house, are you fully dressed? Meaning with a smile. But your heart is what Jesus looks after. And these kids came with the most beautiful hearts, and they spread it. And our kids got to enter into their suffering, but greater, enter into their joy. And I got to see the parents on cloud nine. I had a mom bawling, telling me, I never thought this was possible. I never thought this was possible. I had a new partner this year with Nicole Heinrichs. She came alongside me and helped me so that we could greater serve. And it excites me. Our kids are benefiting when we share our stories. And that's what was done. We shared our stories. So that's just, you know, however many years later these seeds are, you know, that were put into my heart, which I believe by the Lord, I got to see in our congregation. And we were able to do it really well. So.
You see why I married her? And I think that's just going to continue to grow. I really do. And that was, you have those moments at VBS where it's just divine, and there are lots of them. That was definitely one of them, when this girl Ashley shared her story in the back, and Kate shared a little bit, and it was one of those moments. We find out the theme for VBS a year early. So like I said, we know what next year's theme is. So we've known for over a year that Everest was our theme for Vacation Bible School this year. And part of our VBS is we always try to do some kind of outreach to get these kids thinking outside of themselves. We have done backpacks for kids in Oklahoma when there was the tornado that hit. We've done joy jars, bringing in toys, and going into this year, we were ready. We were going to bring it back to NIGU, Jesse Reese Foundation, and do joy jars once again. It's been about 4 years, and kids had fun with it, but about, I don't know, two months ago, I don't exactly remember when it was, an earthquake hit Nepal, and, you know, our plans changed right away. We knew that our outreach is now going to be hitting closer to home with what's happened there. For this Everest to be our theme this year, you know, just and I'm sure we're not the only church that did this. The need was felt, and we had the Nortons who had been there, and Rachel, and John and Erica shared with us. Lupe and Michael, the friends that they had made there, and I remember when it first hit, they hadn't contacted with them, and then they finally established contact that they were okay. There was no question that that's our outreach this year. That's going to be our outreach, this village, whatever that looks like. You know, again, we've always done things, backpacks, toy drives, food. This is the first year we asked for money. We asked for donations, and it was so exciting watching these kids buy into it. Each day there's a different Bible point, and day one was God has the power to provide. And watching these kids do lemonade stands and bake sales and really buy into this. The first day we had $81 on Tuesday. Wednesday we had $300 total. Thursday we had $600 total. And Friday we brought it up to $1,700 going to this village in Nepal. And just a quick story of God's faithfulness, Jaden Heinrichs is going to come up and share just one of those moments again, one of those moves of God this week with Nicole.
Hi, I'm up here just to help Jaden a little bit, but this is really her story. And all of our story, I think, for VBS, because it was really a neat way that God showed that he has the power to provide. And instead of just us talking about it, I think God just wanted to show it to these kids in such a neat way. And I just love VBS because of all the God sightings you see. And this is just one of so many stories that I think were out there. So go ahead. You want to tell them about how it started? First day.
So at first we had a bake sale / lemonade stand.
And where did we decide to do that? We had our plan, right? Like, we know how we're going to make the most money. We've got a good plan. So where did we decide?
So we did it by the pool. It's kind of near the main street where we live. So we thought we'd get a lot of customers.
A lot of people. We waited for maybe the hottest day, which wasn't so good for us, but we thought everyone's going to want lemonade today, right? And so what happened that day?
So we made $40.
We made $40. Maybe about four people stopped. We were yelling. We were sweating. No one wanted to come get lemonade, but we had some people give some good donations, right? So
$40. $40, yeah.
And then we got too hot. We were done. We were out there for maybe 2.5 hours, broke it all down, and we thought $40, pretty good. So then what? We went home.
So we went home and we set it up in front of our yard. But first we were really exhausted. But my mom
We cooled off. We took showers and we decided we're done. $40, let's cap it. Right? But then I just thought, you know what? We always focus on what we can't do. What about just opening up our hands and giving God what we can do? What can we do? We can sit in our front of our house, you know, that nobody ever goes by, you know, at not the time of day when everyone's coming home, but we could sit out there and we'll just eat dinner, right? Yeah. And I asked Jaden, and what did you say?
I said, we shouldn't do this because we're not going to get anyone. Nobody's going to come. Nobody's going to want anything, and we're going to get no money.
So I told her, you know what? Let's just see. Let's just open up our hands, do what we can, and just see and watch God provide, because it's not our job, right? Mm-mm. What did we decide?
That
it's not our job to make the money.
We decided that we would just do it and let God bring the people.
Right?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Okay, so then we waited for a long time.
Nothing happened, just like we thought. Ayla's yelling, lemonade stand! Our neighbors are coming out to get their mail and kind of shielding, you know, walking out, driving by, not looking, no eye contact. And even I was starting to think, okay, maybe God just doesn't want to do this now. $40 was good.
Yeah.
But then
so then we got our first customer. She came home with her little dog. And then she told her parents. And
she gave us a dollar.
She gave us a dollar. And then she told her parents, and we got some more money. And then a couple of other neighbors came, and we got $33.
And this was really neat at this point, because we started out with nobody, nothing. And it was almost like the story of just the loaves and the fish. And all of a sudden, people started coming out, and kind of a little crowd was forming around our little lemonade stand on our street that doesn't go through. You know, just some neighbors coming out. It was kind of a good way to meet our neighbors, too. And it was almost, I was thinking even like the casting your nets, right? And so we were all getting pretty excited. We had $30 more. And then what? $33 more. And then God decided to just move even bigger, right?
Yeah. Okay. So our neighbor was coming home from work or wherever he was. And he stopped by and he gave us $100.
And so we just thought that was so neat. The kids were just blown away, and they said, today we learned the story about the nets. This was just like that. God has the power to provide. And it was so neat just to see all of them really be able to walk that out, and that it wasn't just something they hear in VBS, but it's something that God, when we just put it out there and we test him, he and take him at his word, that he's faithful to do that. So we were just so blessed to have that be part of our story, and just along with all the other stories. So thanks, Mike.
Thank you. No, it's okay. And I will bet that Jaden will remember that. I'll bet when she's 50 years old, she's going to remember that. God's provision. And lastly, before I close this part, another example of God's provision. Friday night, this place is packed out. Kids all up on here and just sharing and singing their songs and just the spirit of joy here. And during this presentation, we received an anonymous gift to match the $1,700 for Nepal. So. So God is moving and doing amazing things. So we are grateful. We want to give you a little taste of VBS. We have prepared a 17-minute slideshow. I'm just kidding. It's shorter. Eric and Nicole put it together. Eric was clutch all week. He was our technical guy. And don't kid yourself and think there weren't glitches. There were glitches, but he stepped up and just did a great job. And so put your eyes on the screen and get a little taste of Everest VBS.
heart is the power. Yeah, God is power. So don't hold back, no, don't hold still. God is here and he is real. Take four steps to the left, to the left.
One, two, three, four.
Turn it around and move to the right.
One, two, three.
Now take tiny little jumps forward to the front.
Pretty amazing. My only requirement when I had Eric and Nicole do the slideshow is I want to see me dancing in the slideshow. Just kidding. Or am I? No, I don't know how they did that, time that up. That was amazing. So you can see, an incredible week. But I want to take you back to a couple of weeks ago. On a Wednesday night, I think it was, it might have been a Thursday night, where David and Courtney were here at this church with our junior high kids. And after doing some projects for VBS, they walked around this building room to room and prayed over each room for VBS. For God's Spirit to show up, for safety, for God's presence. This place was prayed over by these kids for fun, fellowship, to make new friends, but that God's Spirit would move. And the tagline of this year's VBS is Conquering Challenges with God's Mighty Power. Conquering Challenges with God's Mighty Power. Putting on a VBS of this magnitude for our church, a VBS of this many people and kids, is a challenge. Standing here in front of a room of 100 plus kids, jumping around and trying to talk and teach a little bit is a challenge. Traveling around the world with college kids, with your family, one of which is a two-year-old boy, is a challenge. Running a business in a somewhat unstable economy is a challenge. Being a contractor, doing your best work, all the while showing integrity when so many others are cutting corners, is a challenge. Hopping on a plane, being called away from your family for the third time in 1 month because that's what your job calls for is a challenge. Staying at home and raising two kids, three kids, four, Heinrichs, five, raising them to be God-fearing men and women who are known by the strength of their character is a challenge. Staring at an MRI and hoping that the tumor is gone is a challenge. Walking in a world which day by day gets more and more hostile towards your worldview and beliefs is a challenge. So again, the tagline of this VBS was Conquering Challenges with God's Mighty Power, because there are challenges all around us. Every day, those things I mentioned, we face challenges all the time. But the question is, are we doing these in His mighty power, or are we doing it in our own strength? Because I think the default in our hearts is to pull back to our own gifts, our own strengths. But to conquer these challenges, to face these challenges with God's mighty power is the prayer. Because the challenges, trials, tribulations, they're going to come. They're going to show up. Jesus didn't say if the storm comes, it's when tribulation and trials come. And I think a lot of people, when those tribulations come, we have these little ice things that actually Naomi painted for us. Every day we had a different Bible point. Provide, comfort, heal, forgive, and love. God has the power to do these things. One thing that's not up here, and we talked about this, God has the power to make you live happily ever after. That you're going to live happily ever after. Everything's going to be great in your life. That God does not promise that. That is not one of the promises of God. The rain will come. The challenges will come. I think that's what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 13, 20, 21. I'll read it. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. If someone is trying God to make it work, to make their life work, and that everything's going to be great. Well, I put my faith in the Lord, everything's going to be great. And that's what they think that he's there to do. When those trials come, which they will, they'll leave. Well, that didn't work. I tried God, and my problems continued. We're going to face challenges. That's part of it. But he is there with us in those challenges. And again, that is the tagline, facing them with God's mighty power. I want to dispel a lie, I think, that is talked about a lot. And I think a lot of, I've heard Christians quote it, but you're not going to find it anywhere in Scripture. And that is the lie that God will never give us more than we can handle. That is not true at all. Aaron shared a little bit about Cade. We've had so many people tell us, and I just have about a 30-minute message. I'm going to go through all of these. No, I'm going to do my 30-minute message in 9 more minutes, so we're good. What you guys are going through with Cade, and for those who don't know, we had a brain tumor and he's recovering from a stroke. I don't know how you could handle that. I really don't know how you handle that. And you know something? 5 years ago, there was a big ship on here. And Cade was a typical 4.5-year-old boy running around. If you would have told me what we're about to step into, I would have agreed with you. I would have said, you're right. I can't handle that. That is too much. That is overboard. That is beyond my breaking point. But when we say that, when we say that I couldn't do it, we are leaving out God's strength and God's power to help us face those challenges. We forget that. When you go into the future, I couldn't do that. You're right. You can't. Neither can I. But from day one, the moment we sat in front of that MRI and saw that tumor that was the size of an egg, God's power showed up and lifted us up. And he has been lifting us up ever since. And it is only by his power. We have pictures of Kate in the hospital. Cade can't talk, he can't move his right side, and we're about to start 8 weeks of intense inpatient rehab, and we're sitting there with Lucy, and we're smiling. We're like, why are we smiling? We look back on those pictures, what are we doing? Why are we smiling? What is this? This joy, it's God's strength. Here's this challenge, but we're relying on God's strength, and God's strength showing up. I wish I could say that, oh, everything's great. This is we have this. Okay, God just showed up and lifted us up. We asked for strength, but he showed up. We didn't even really, he just showed up and lifted us up. And it is only by his strength that we can do it. There's the natural, and it's putting super on the natural. That's what he does. He puts the super in the natural. In 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10, I don't know if we have that, but I'll read it. It says, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, this is Paul, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me, and he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. It is by God's power that we can hold on to and get through and conquer challenges and get through the challenges. It is by his strength, not by our own. One of the stories that we did, John played Peter on Thursday, and he does a great, everything he does is awesome. But on Thursday, he was Peter, who was regretting his denial of Jesus three times, that Peter denied him three times. And that is in Matthew where we see that. And he's just tormented about what he had done. And then we just jump a couple of weeks later, after Pentecost, after God's power, God's Spirit was given to Peter. And what do we see? We see him, but Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to thousands of people. This is the same Peter who was hiding with the disciples, hiding. What's the difference? God's power. God's power. We cannot forget what separates us from those who don't have hope. Is that we all face challenges. The rain will fall on the just and the unjust, but it is only by, it's his power that gives us the hope and the strength to endure. He doesn't call the qualified. Peter wasn't qualified. These disciples weren't qualified for this job. He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. I did not make that up. He meets you, and he's faithful. He does. If he's going to put a challenge in us, he's going to give us the strength to get through it as well. But do we rely on him? Do we turn to him? Do we trust in him in all these things that we do? Do we hold on to who he is and trust in his Spirit? The thing about it, to do that, there's a prerequisite for someone who truly trusts in God's mighty power, to God's power to get through these challenges. There's a certain amount of humility that you must have. Because in order to, you have to ask for help. You have to face these challenges and say, you know something, this is bigger than me. I can't do this. This is way over my head. I need your help to do this. And that takes humility, and that's a hard part for a lot of people. We want to do it in our own strength. We rely on our giftings. But to take that step back and say, hold on, God, your Spirit. We sang it in the songs this morning. Before I get up to speak, or I say, Lord, anoint these words. Lord, I must decrease, you must increase. Help me to get out of the way. We have to get out of this way to work. I wanted to just end with something I wrote just about my job and what I do. I'm a teacher, fifth grade teacher. And when the bell rings at 8:20, I'll just read it. It's 8:20. The bell is about to ring, and 34 10- and 11-year-olds will line up outside my classroom door. It's just another day, right? We'll start the day with math, Common Core math, to really get them thinking. We'll move on to science, into language arts, American history, like we do each day. I was made for this job. From the first day I stood in front of 32 fourth and fifth graders 20 years ago, I have been in my element. This is what God has made me to do. It comes naturally. And people tell me I'm good at it. It's my gifting, it's my strengths, it's my passion. I love this job. Open the door, let them in. Let's start the day. But sometimes I do that. But I don't want to do that. Is there a better way? Is there a better way to start my day? I think there is. So right before I opened the door to my classroom, I pause. And I literally get down on a knee. And I take a step back. in my heart. And I stop and I try to get out of his way. And I invite him into my day. I sit in his arms and I wait for his presence. And I trust in his power. Then I get up and I open the door. Conquering challenges through God's mighty power, trusting in him. He has gifted us and he has put us in places and we all have a sphere of influence, but let him work in us each day, trusting in him to do what only he can do. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for, God, your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness this week. God, we thank you for these kids. Lord, you know each one of them by name. And Lord, we do pray for the seed that was planted in their hearts. God, we pray that you would bring it to fruition over the years. God, that they would come to know you in a saving way. And Father, for each of us here, Lord, that we would take that step back before we rip into our day and start our day in our own strength and relying on our own gifts and talents. Lord, we would take that step back and trust in you. Trust in your Holy Spirit to fill us, to move in us. God, that we would be sensitive to those divine appointments that we may miss had we not stopped and invited you in. So, Lord, we trust you. We rely on your power to get us through these challenges. And we thank you that you are glorified in them, that there's purpose in each of these challenges. There's purpose in them, and you're working in them. You're not to just protect us from them and make them that there's never any pain in our life. That day is coming, Lord, when you will dry every tear from our eyes. But Lord, here in the middle of our daily trials, Lord, you are with us. And we thank you for that, Lord. So we trust you. And we thank you in advance for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.